This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, brought to you by TXU Energy. Energy for everything. It is the manager for the Texas Rangers, Chris Woodward. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. I've always been curious, and I know your preparation can remain the same, but does it feel different getting the guys ready for a day game as opposed to a night game, or are you just like, well, you just move up the start time and all the routine is exactly the same?
No, it's definitely much different. I think, we give our guys a lot of, freedom, I guess, in what they need to do to prepare. And, some of the younger guys, we got to kind of help out. We preach a lot of recovery aspects and things to kind of get them prepared. So day games are no different. So the night before, make sure they're getting their sleep, make sure they come in. They don't have to come in the crack of dawn, So a lot of the routine is a little bit shorter, but at the same time, making sure we are rested, we come in kind of fresh and whatever their routine looks like. Sometimes we don't take BP. These 3 o'clock games are a little different because they're not really a day game. I mean, we just show up a little earlier, but basically the routine before the 3 o'clock game is kind of the same. It's the 1 o'clock games that obviously is a lot different.
Do you guys try to avoid the 1 o'clock games so you don't cut into our show?
Yeah, we try to keep those 3 o'clock games so we can still hear your beautiful voices.
Appreciate that
always
very
appreciate
much.
That. Yeah. Really do. Yeah. What did you like more when you were a player playing in day or night? My kid was asking me last night. He was like, I like night a little bit. It feels special.
Yeah, I think night games are just different, man. They're just, it's nighttime, the lights. I've always loved night games, and I think we're just wired to play night games, but I could see the ball better in the day game. So, and as a, backup player for most of my career in the big leagues, it was, those were always the day games that I played, the ones that I actually had to play against Pedro Martinez on a 1 o'clock game. So, when you're out in the sun, there's nothing that beats that as well. So it's just having to play the night game and then the day game. If we played all day games, I think we'd be much better at them. But it's usually because we're a little bit fatigued, maybe a little tired, maybe didn't get as much sleep as we normally do, that sometimes the day game we feel a little groggy.
That felt a tiny bit salty right there, as some players maybe taking the day off from Pedro Martinez so they can pad their stats and put you against
it. Oh, no, yeah. That didn't happen at all. dodging the good pitchers.
And humility as well, though. We'll throw that in there
yes.
as well. I was kind of curious because on Friday, as we were rolling away, I had the very hot opinion that I did say the Rangers
yes.
would be at or above 500 by June.
Yes.
They were. And then on Friday, I said, I think they can be very above 500 by the All-Star break. And I was really excited. And then there was a little bit of a stumble against Detroit. Can you kind of explain how things went awry for you there?
Yeah, it was a really good opportunity. And I kind of said this publicly, but it was a little bit of a wasted opportunity for us. The team that we were playing had been struggling. We beat them. We came back and, ripped their heart out in that first game, one nothing game, and we ended up scoring 3 in the ninth against their best pitcher. 7-0 game the next day. Beat them kind of in every phase. And then we just didn't get it done. Honestly, game 3, it was, they scored 3 in the first. And, maybe there was some little bit of luck involved on their part. They had been struggling offensively, and everything they basically hit found a hole, found a gap, whatever, but we didn't make pitches. We threw a lot of balls down the middle. We just didn't execute. And offensively, we just, for whatever reason, we didn't play well that day, which is okay. It's going to happen at times. But the fourth game, I thought, was where we really missed an opportunity to win the series. In that 4-game series, you gain 2 games in the record, the win-loss record, and we just let it slip. We gave up 3 in the first again, and found ourselves tied in the fifth. And they got a little bit lucky, a little bit fortunate. And we hit a lot of balls hard, lineouts, you know, over 100 plus, but we still didn't play well enough to win that game. And like I said, it was just a little bit of a letdown to say, man, we let that one slip. But obviously, we got a ton of games left, and you know, I'm excited about obviously the rest of the year. And you know, played well yesterday. We got to bounce, you know, come back today, and hopefully win today, and you're heading to an off day, you know, with a little bit easier schedule heading, you know, the next couple series. But like I said, yeah. we got to play well. We got to play well every game we play, regardless of who we play.
And I promise I have some more positive stuff to get to, but I am kind of curious.
Well, you said they'd be way above, a good bit above 500 by the break.
But I am kind of curious about Dane Dunning's road. Like, what's different for him when he's on the road than whenever he's at home? And have you seen something like this happen for other pitchers, and how did they find their way out of it?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely seen that. Some of it's just, you know, we create problems because – you know, I never knew I wasn't very good against lefties. I should have been better because I was a right-handed hitter. But once I was told I wasn't good against them, it kind of got in my head. I'm like, I don't hit lefties well. So it's like maybe on Dane's part, I don't think there's any, you know, anything different with his preparation. Maybe the ballparks are different. And sometimes you feel like, you know, our ballpark's pretty pitcher-friendly. So like you can go out and maybe the mound is different. Who knows? Who knows what the reason is? But you know, I think for him, he's just kind of maybe pinpoint some things that he can adjust to and deal with and overcome because he's too good of a pitcher for there to be that, you know, big difference in splits home road because we need him to pitch well on the road because we don't know when he's going to actually pitch. We can't set up all his starts to be at home.
This feels like a good cop, bad cop situation. I get to ask another happy question. I'm excited about that. do you watch Martin Perez and it's a ho-hum six innings, no earned runs, and you're like, cool? Or do you still watch it and you're like, it is amazing to watch somebody this deep in the season have a 2 or now sub-2 ERA?
No, you know what? I think every outing is unique. I think just the way he goes about it. And it's something I, you know, we talk about, you know, I talk with him personally about, and it's just a really good reminder for everybody on our ball club, young or old. I mean, young doesn't matter, like pertains to everyone, but you know, every experience you have out there is going to be unique. So, you know, he's obviously feels really good. He's confident. He's pitching well. They put pressure on yesterday. They had some guys on base, and you know, that's a ball club that has been steamrolling the league offensively. I mean, looking since we played them, they lead the league in runs scored, and for him to kind of do what he did against that ball club and with some really talented hitters over there, you know, when things got tough, he got better. And I think that's kind of what has set him apart this year, maybe from, you know, the rest of the league. And then obviously maybe for him in years past where he's been able to kind of, okay, I can dig down and things are getting tough. I got guys on base. I got to make a pitch. I'm going to execute my pitch. And he's been phenomenal at it. You can see he's still like, you know, the passion he pitches with when he, you know, punched out a guy to end an inning in a big spot, you know, a big fist pump. I love that. I mean, it's just everybody kind of feeds off of that. And every time we know he's on the mound, you know, our offense goes, okay, we got our guy on the mound, man. He's going to go out and kick some ass for us, and we're going to, you know, we score a couple runs, we're going to win this game.
I certainly understand that this is a team game and the team is the focus, but with Martin, he has the opportunity to perhaps be the starting pitcher for the All-Star game. The first round of All-Star balloting came out, and obviously there's some work to do on some of these other players. Do y'all discuss or focus at all on these types of individual achievements?
Yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's. I think we should all do our part to kind of spread that. I know I will. I think this guy should 100% be starting the All-Star game. He's been good from day one, and he's been phenomenal this year. So I think we all need to kind of spread the word and, you know, get people to vote. And obviously all the Ranger fans who have been phenomenal this year, they've been, you know, we had, I don't know how many 30 something thousand plus last night, you know, in a night game, you know, day, middle of the week, you know, game. It's been phenomenal, but you know, fans need to come out and support Martin, man. He's been phenomenal this year and deserves it.
My kid, Woody, has been playing left and right field, and he's kind of been getting back into baseball a little bit, but he's really loving it a lot. And at first, he didn't want to play in the outfield. He was like, man, it's just useless to play out there. And then last night, he saw Cole Calhoun make a diving catch, and he was like, hold on, what? Would that be the guy that you would point at and say, play like him, play in the outfield, play defense like him?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think Eli White, too, would come to mind. Adolis. We got some really good outfielders, to be honest with you. But, yeah, Cole would be a good guy to just emulate in every way. Just the way he plays the game. I mean, this guy doesn't take a pitch off. He's, you know, every bat, every game, he doesn't take for granted. And the way he plays outfield, I mean, he made a play earlier in the year, and I've seen it so many years, you know, when I was coaching in Seattle against him in Anaheim, and with the Dodgers against him in Anaheim, just constantly throwing guys out of home, throwing guys out of third, diving all over the place. I mean, this guy has zero fear out there. And, you know, and obviously has a gold glove, you know, to his credit because of it. But, yeah, I mean, I think he's inspiring, man. I just love the way that Cole plays the game, and that's why, you know, we want to sign him so bad.
Well, and you talk about Adolis in his bat right now, his on-base percentage just keeps going up and up and up, and a lot of people had questions of whether or not he could replicate what he did last season, and he's showing right now that he's still very confident at the plate.
Yeah, and I think he's learned a lot. I think his growth and development as a major league hitter has been because of the work he's put in. He was committed to it. He wanted to make, not changes, but some adjustments to the way he goes about his daily prep. Honestly, the game planning that he does before the game, he's been really in tune with that and really trying to come up with a way to be, you know, selective but uber aggressive in his area. And when he does that, man, he punishes baseball. I mean, we've seen it. This guy can hit him as far and hard as anybody in the game. And when he's selective and disciplined up there, though, man, I mean, he's a superstar in every way. Just the way he carries himself, the way he plays defense, the way he runs the bases. He might be our best base runner on top of that. So it's just, this guy's a five-tool, six-tool player, honestly, with the character included. So I've just been really pleased with his understanding of how he can improve, and he's been doing that.
When we talk about players that we could also get more votes for, can you help us craft our campaign for Jonah Heim?
Yeah, that's an easy one. That's a really easy one. He's one of the best, you know, catchers at the position, just as far as catching the baseball and receiving and internally. You know, probably the biggest thing I stress upon our catchers is their leadership, and Bobby Wilson does a phenomenal job of relaying that to those guys. And they have to be the most selfless guys on the field, because every pitcher has to trust them, and the work that Jonah puts in, and honestly, frankly, all of our catchers, but especially Jonah. He's come a long way in that regard. But offensively, look at what he's doing, and I still think there's another level to him offensively. He's been really good this year, and he's been more consistent with his swing and with his approach. He's as good as it gets on our team as far as saying, okay, I'm going to go up and do this, and then he goes up and does it. He's fearless up there. You know, it doesn't matter what the count is, who's pitching, how hard he's throwing. He goes up there and has a game plan. He's on time. He gets his swing off, and now his swing is a lot more consistent this year, and we're seeing this, obviously, the success because of it.
Well, and Jose Trevino's doing very well for the Yankees, and we all, you know, he was a fan favorite. Yeah, I know you know that, but did it make it, like, did you, seeing Jonah, and you know, was there guesswork on what he could do, or was it you were like, no, this decision's already made, we know he can do it?
God, that was a tough one. I mean, listen, I adore Jose Trevino, and obviously I loved having him here, and I'm super proud of him. The success he's obviously having in New York. I'm not surprised by it, to be honest with you. I knew he would flourish there. But, you know, you look at the two and, you know, we had to make a decision, basically, obviously, once we, you know, traded for Mitch Garver. And I know Mitch isn't catching right now, but, you know, obviously we knew Mitch was an elite guy, an elite bat. But we looked at Jonah and we just felt like Jonah, maybe his ceiling was higher. And, you know, it was a tough call. But at the end of the day, you know, we obviously feel pretty confident that, you know, what we have in Jonah is what we envisioned, honestly. And I think it's come faster, and he's getting way more opportunity than we anticipated with Mitch going down, kind of not being able to catch. But he filled in nicely, and shoot, man, that'd be a really cool story if he ends up making the All-Star team.
Now, there's only four teams left. Do you have any particular rooting interest in the College World Series?
Not really. I mean, I think a couple of our staff members, I think Arkansas, just because Corey Ragsdale's he's an Arkansas guy, so he's probably pulling pretty hard. And we got on a couple of our analysts. One of our analysts is a big Tennessee guy, and they got knocked out before they couldn't even make it. They were the rolling. They were supposed to roll through this whole thing, and then they get beat. So we gave them a pretty hard time about that. But I'll catch the games on whenever they're on. It's, it's always fun to watch because they 4.5 hour games and 15-12 or
right. Gotta love that metal bat, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate your time as always. Best of luck in the game coming up in just about 3.5 hours, and we will catch up with you next week, sir.
All right, sounds good, boss.
Thanks, Woody.
There you go, Texas Rangers manager Chris Woodward. I was really hoping I could get him to say Texas A&M, but instead he's like, hey, here's a drive-by at Choppy. And I thought that was amazing. Peyton, we need to make sure we get that audio for Sean and RJ tomorrow. Be like, oh, yeah, they were supposed to roll through that whole thing. They couldn't even make it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Which players are primed to make a move up the all-time rankings? We'll do it next right here in the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.